So he didn't take on the nature of angels, but he took on the seed of Abraham. He took on the nature of a human being. He was the descendant of Abraham. That's what God and Abraham made a covenant. And when they made that covenant that Jesus would be his descendant, 42 generations later, Jesus showed up. So let's read verse 14 again. Inasmuch as children are partake of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same. That through death, this is what he did. See, Satan didn't know this was going to happen. That through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. He didn't know that we'll be totally set free from death. Verse 15, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Let me explain something here. Death. He's not talking about physical death, because Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27 says it's appointed unto man once to die, after that the judgment. What he's talking about, we've been relieved from spiritual death that Adam allowed Satan to take us captive. And he came and released us from it. Set us free from death. Death will never touch you again. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you and me free from the law of sin and death. Death has been conquered. We have been delivered. We are born again. We're in the family of God. Satan can never touch us again. And this is why we are in the Word, studying the Scripture, learning who we are so we'll know how to walk in the light of life, walk in the light of who we are so we won't be deceived by this deceiver. He tried to cleverly deceive the children of God, bringing all kind of stuff that's not what God has said, and trying to get you to live by your feeling, live by your senses, live by this. No, we walk by faith. We live by the word of God. Amen. And so death will never touch you again. Listen what Isaiah prophesied about this. Now listen what he said, Isaiah 8:17. I'll pick up at verse 17. And listen to this, Isaiah. This is King James also. This is King James. And I will wait upon the Lord that hides his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Zion. And Zion is God's holy place, and because we are his holy place. It's where God dwells. Now he brought us into Zion, into the holy place where he is. All right. So I read verse 18 again. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts. See, that's who we are in the earth. We are for signs, evident proof, and wonders. When people see the miraculous thing that God, that he does in us and through us in the earth, that it's just not natural. And you're right, it's not natural. It is supernatural. They say that just ain't natural for something like that to happen. And this is why we want to learn how to hear from God, how to hear the Spirit of God and follow him, because he didn't call us to live a natural life. He called us to live a supernatural life. What you mean? Life that's full of the super of God, full of the life of God, that when death and destruction, when all the stuff come against us, and men are being blown about and falling by the wayside, when the dust settles, when it's all over, we're still standing strong because we have divine life. We are divinely connected to God, and we are a sign that God is real. He's alive. Amen. And remember, I told you what spiritual death was, is separation from God. And when and we're not talking about physical death here. We're talking about spiritual life, and spiritual death is what we've been delivered from. It can never touch us again. And that's why you can fully, totally go to the scripture, trust what God said, because his word is right. And when you come up with the thought or said, this word don't work for me, this don't, you know, you're right, because if you don't work it, it won't work. But that word, but there's not, no such thing that the word won't work. It's just you're not working the word. Did you hear what I said? So don't say the word won't work. Just say I hadn't learned how to work it yet. And that's why we stay in it and stay and study it and meditate upon it and seek the faith of God and go over it so we can learn, so that revelation get in our hearts. And we know that we know that we know. And we know we know we know we know. And then we'll do it and the work, because there's no such thing that the word won't work. That there are no such things. There are no such thing that the word of God won't work here, work there. If he said it, it will do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let me finish up verse 18. Well, let me pick up verse 19. He said, now listen what he said in verse 19. And when they shall say, when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep, and the mothers, shall not a people seek? Listen, shall not a people seek unto their God? Shall, what in the world are you going to seek this familiar spirits, man's philosophy and false teaching, theories, and get in the word of God. Now watch what the rest of the verse says. For the living to the dead, what in the world the living have any business going to the dead for answer? You go to your God. The dead don't have the answer for you. So the livings go to the dead? No. They don't have the answer. That's why we don't follow familiar spirits. We don't follow theories and men's ideas and opinion. We go to the word of God. As the scripture said, they search the scripture daily to see that those things were true. Hallelujah. Amen.